show me that scripture that said, even if thy beginning be small, that it shall greatly increase. While you were on campus, on the average, how much do they just reduce more? How much do they give you as a monthly, you know, I don't know what they call it in the university, upkeep on the average? 20. Okay. Christopher, on the average, how much do they give you? On the average, 15. Faustina, on the average, how much do they give you as upkeep per month in the university? This guy is 20. That guy is 15. Normally, ladies, their own is up. So, on the average, like, if you count, they gave you 4 times in a month. And it is 10, 5, 10, 5. It will mean that the average will be 30 divided by 4. 30 divided by 4 is how much? So that's the average. So on the average, 15. So people like him, people like these guys, they are giving 15. How much are you giving per month? Touch the bed. You are the one. I want to know if you are the same thing with me, because all of these people, none of them is the same thing with me. My own is, if that money you will use to travel back home, keep it and use it, because if you travel back home, they will just give you another money to go back. The only advantage is probably if there is food in the house, uncooked food, you can take it back home. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall what? Greatly increase. Now this is my point. She has 15. He has 20. He has 15. You, how much? 20. I want somebody that is 5 in a month. 5. You, 5, Abi. 1 month. 5. I want somebody nothing in one. The one you received was when the semester started. It has to take labor for another one to arrive. We're going to talk through now. You see, this is what I'm trying to say. Though thy beginning, watch. The person that, are you with me? You are not with me. Doc, are you with me? The person that had 2,000 per month, that 2,000 is his beginning. Follow me. The person that has 20,000 is what? Your beginning. The person that has 15 is what? Your beginning. So, if I had 2,000 per month, and after first year, by second year, I started having 10,000, and the person that used to have 15 started having 13 on the average, who has increased? But you still have more money than me. The emphasis is on increase. So it doesn't matter where you started. Follow me. If you miss, I'm trying to lay foundation. No matter where God met you, no matter whether it's God that met you or you that met God, that is not where we're going now. Our emphasis is that somebody met somebody. There was a collision. Huh? Should I advise you? If God refused to encounter you, encounter God. Anyone, let there be what? An encounter. Don't sit idle and be saying, God, why haven't you encountered me? Go and encounter. Hold something. Huh? People will come and tell you, God gave me, like he was saying, God, I know when God gave me the gift of healing and he began to work, gave me this one. You can't remember when God gave you. Huh? Encounter God yourself. Go out and start healing the sick. Assume that I have my own healing anointing. Are you hearing me? People are always saying, I met Jesus, this anointing, healing anointing, this one, prayer, this one. An angel came to me and moved and put iron on my back and he burned. And then fire started. Nothing happened on your own. Nothing is burning. Eh? That means nobody encountered you. But you can encounter. Eh? You can step out and start acting that in your head. Especially when they are saying it, you feel as if, once you feel as if, I'm supposed to be doing this, but I've not had the encounter. Let me not do anything until I have encounter. That's why you are like this. And you will continue to be like this, because the spectacular is not meant for everybody. In fact, it's not too descriptive. Sometimes it will need a lot of interpretation for you to work in it. Huh? How many of you have had the encounter with Jesus? Any kind. There are kinds of encounter with Jesus anyway. But you have seen Jesus before, whether in picture or anything. You saw him, he smiled at you. Where are the sisters? You saw him and he smiled at you. And then you felt he loved you. How did you feel that day? He loved you, Abby. Eh? About rapture. Makuma. Bye. I know my sister has had the encounter. So, the problem is that 80% of such encounter does not come with any instruction. There is no description enough to inform you on what to do. After that time, you just finished. You did not benefit much from that huge encounter. It will mean that you will still need a lot of wisdom. And when you have a revelation or encounter and there is not much wisdom, something is missing in the middle. That thing missing is priesthood. That means you have to go back to much prayer. Are you with me? Okay, so you started with body. Started with 100,000 per month. Him, 50,000. Him, 20,000. Elijah. Okay, you enjoy. Okay, we'll give you 15,000. Huh? We'll give you 5 or 10 because your mother is a teacher and they don't give people money. Is it not? Even if the money is there, they will bring scriptures to teach you on how to manage. Wherever you started, the Bible is calling that thing small. Say after me, small. I want to teach you why we come every day. The person that started with 100,000, can just assume, just because he started with 100, that he's making progress because this one doesn't yet have 100. But God is not counting the numbers. He's weighing it. Doesn't count numbers. He weighs it. And when he weighs it, guess what all of them are? Eh? Say after me, small. You are not with me. So, I'm telling you to follow me. This guy has 100,000 to start. This guy has 50. This guy has 20. This guy has, and then Obueli has how many? You need to break this financial thing. Why did I give people 100 and give you 5? Okay, so watch. Wherever this guy started, remember this one by counting is bigger than this. Is it not true? This one bigger than this. This one bigger than this. But because all of them started, it is the beginning. Huh? What does God call this 100,000? What does he call 50?
Small.
What does he call 20?
Small.
What does he call 15?
Small.
What does he call 5?
Small.
So he doesn't count it in number. He weighs it. Are you getting the foundation we are laying now? Did you get it? So it will mean that when you begin to judge, maybe because you had more before we entered, and another person did not have as much as you had, you are off. Because the Bible said, though thy beginning. So no matter what you had in the beginning, it is called what? Small. He now said, yet thy latter end shall what? Greatly increase. So the proof that there is progress is not because you were able to have what you had in the beginning, but because there is an increase. So the person that had 5 before, that had 10 now, and the person that had 50 before and had 30 now, who increased? You see, the reason why I'm telling you this, some of you, it happened to you when you started university. They used to give you 30 and then it reduced to 20 and then it became 10. By the time you reached final year, they struggled to give you money. It happened to you. Raise your hand. Well, now that thing is not good though. It's a sign of you started well. Okay, let me say it like this. When you are small, your father used to be a millionaire. There is money everywhere. Eh? But by the time you became 10 or 12 or 15, the whole thing went down. Raise your hand quickly. You see what I'm saying? I want to show you a principle here. Your father used to be a millionaire. Why do you want to be like your mother? Since your father is a millionaire, I will continue talking to you until something shifts in your mind. It never shifts, though. You still need deliverance, big one. Not of demons, but in your mind. Your mind cannot hold more than it can hold. Amen. I want to show you something in 20 minutes and then we pray and go. Ephesians chapter 3. Somebody read for me. Verse. Maybe start from verse 16. Okay, since media came to work today, can we work with you, sister? I thought today is your birthday. Are you sure? You are not sure. I thought today is your birthday. You are not sure. Listen to this, my teaching. You man need deliverance. And it's in your mind. It's not a demon. It's inside here. Because of this thing, let me pause this, my teaching, and deliver some people now. Do you know that demon that the Bible spoke about, that they cast him out? How many of you have heard of that scripture? They cast out the demon. He went out and stayed outside for long. And after staying outside, he said, let me go and check my house. I want to ask, where is that demon's house? Come and give Juliet to answer. I want to know the demon's house. Did you hear what she said? With Mike, you did not hear her sitting beside her.
Inside the woman.
Inside the human being. Where inside the hand? Where? Huh? Where? What is this? Forehead. Answer now. Did you hear what she said? That's part of the deliverance. The three demons have left, so continue. If you like, don't answer. Is something making you do like this? It's not normal. No, answer. The demon has not left. The deliverance is not complete.
The mind.
Let me tell you something. Why not show me that scripture that said that casting down all imagination and every high thing that have exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Now, this is what I want to say. There are two dimensions, parts in deliverance. So there is deliverance, the event. There is deliverance, the process. What did I say? There is deliverance, what? And there is deliverance, what? Write it down. Write it in your jot. So that you will know how to help people from today. Where is your jot, Oga? Stop smiling like me. I'm not smiling with you. You are saying serious things and you are smiling. If I smile at you, don't smile back. Just write. After writing, you now smile. Where is the thing? Write and show me. You didn't come with jotter. You don't have, Abi. Come and give him. He will pay. How can you have money to carve your hair? Wear good clothes. And then you don't have jotter. Give him. He will pay. If you don't have money to pay, me, I will now pay for you. If indeed you don't have money. Or do you have and you didn't come with it? You don't have. Hold it. How much is it? But this thing, they increase. Oh. The people that bought earlier this year, God bless you. If I'm you, I would have bought three and kept. Because I'm telling you, before year end, something is telling me it will reach 2,000. If you are still wise, there are two best times to plant a tree. 5 years ago, what was the second best time? Let them that have ears, let them hear. Now, watch. They said, remember I said that there is deliverance, the event. You are the one that called for this lecture. Now, I will still go back to where I'm going. There is deliverance, the event, and there is deliverance, the process. Watch. Are you in my class? What did I say? What did I say now? Why did you sit at the back? I thought you normally sit in the front. Nde ujo class. Nde azuoche. Come to the front, my friend. Stop sitting. Even Kosi is behind you. How will you hear what I'm saying? Come and sit here. This is where you used to sit. What took you to the back? Believe it or not, front seat and back seat are not the same. I was watching Benihin all the time. It's people in front that is falling. People in front. Is it not true? People in front falling more than the people at the back. I say, something. There must be something about front. Even that one we did at Enugu, we waved. Is it not people in the front? The people at the back, they are still doing. God will give you, but if you are at the back, you receive according to your faith only. You can receive, but it's by your faith. But if you are in the front, you don't need faith. If you have faith, it will be double portion. Yes. Stop sitting at the back from today. Okay, there is deliverance, the event, and deliverance. What average deliverance ministry know about deliverance is deliverance, the event. That one that somebody falls on the ground and he does like this, and the demon, they are saying, fire, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And you do the deliverance. So there is a deliverance book. Those days I was searching for this deliverance. I read. The man said that when you do deliverance, so from morning to evening, and you have not finished, that there is something you use and cage the demon. And then you put it in a box and close it. And then tomorrow you continue. Why are you laughing? There is some truth in it anyway. But you don't need that. Their problem is lack of knowledge and insufficient preparation. When you prepare well, when you come to cast demons, demons will be begging to come out. Yes. I hope you know that an average person is demonized, including you. The question you need to find out is, by what kind of spirit? It can be spirit of infirmity. It will go today, come tomorrow, reduce today, come again. Oh, is he an angel doing that thing? Okay, that's how you were born. So what can possibly be doing it? The only thing is that you still rub pancake on the demon. And then you rub pancake. demons. Okay. So if somebody has not, like people like God's Love, what they call deliverance ministers, especially those prophets, rubbish prophet guys he used to follow, is he used to do it those days I met him. Come out. Oga, were you not doing it that time? By now you would have been crippled in one leg because of the way you are walking. But Jesus will appear and say, lose him and let him go. Lose him now. Lose him now. Lose him now. Lose him now. And the demon will do, we go. Demon have not begged you before. Have demon begged you before? No. Demon need to beg you. There is nothing fundamental like casting of devils. Even if you have not done anything, you need to have casted out devils. Do you know why? It imparts on you a level of experiential knowledge of our dominion over Satan and the permanent defeat that Jesus gave Satan. You can heal sickness, it might not be obvious. You can do many things, it might not be obvious. But when you cast out devil, that's why Satan doesn't like you to cast out devil. Anybody that is into deliverance ministry, Satan will find a way to mess up your life. Because you are putting him in disgrace all the time. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So what, back to what I'm saying. What people count as deliverance is that one that people, why are you closing what you are writing? Deliverance, the event, is that one that falls. And then we now say, there are some people, demons came and gave them things in the night. Huh? A woman slept and demons came, gave him something in the night. He ate, woke up in the morning and became pregnant. And people are saying, hey, oh, why are you dime? Oh. You are pregnant with demons. You ate in the dream. Some of it happened to you. There is somebody that used to be okay, ate in the dream, and the tummy started swelling on his own. On his own, was swelling, and suddenly the person had. You were not like that. It's demon inside that got you pregnant. I don't want to go further. If I go further, I will identify one or two of you. So when we meet such people, you now tell them, let that demon come out. through the mouth, vomit, and in many cases, when you say it, some of you have seen we have done it. Who has seen we have done it before? The demons will start coming out, and the person will be vomiting. What people call deliverance, the mighty deliverance, is that one. That is just half. That is deliverance event. When you send out those spirits, what Jesus said in that scripture is what has happened. The demon has been sent away from his house. Now, the question now is, what is a demon's house? If you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, what is the demon's house? This house is talking about. Huh? They cast out demon of lust and immorality. After 1 month, the thing come back again and draw you. You almost fell inside. Hey! As you are falling inside, the thing that saved you is that you use my message as your ringtone.
Yes,
and then somebody called and I say, "Shut up!" As the ringtone, you now woke up by force. You say, "Hey, thank God." You now quoted the scripture. "For I almost slept, but the Lord kept me." The Lord kept me. You can't continue living like that. Now watch. The thing is that it is obvious that there is still something in you. Are you paying attention? That is still calling for that thing. Are you getting the point? When you enter your subconscious mood, something in you will start calling for it. That's why people that did pornography and immoral and whatever, masturbation for long, or even fornicated for long, when you stopped it, even 3 months, 6 months after you have stopped it, in the night, you will still have sex with somebody you don't know. And when you wake up, it's real. Do you know why? Those things you did for long, the physical demon has left. Watch. Are you paying attention? Should I continue this? I'm solving a mystery for you. The demon have left, but the house he built is still. And once those demons finish building the house, they actually leave two entrances. One in the front, one in the back. Many times, what people handle is the one in front. But the one in the back, once you enter your subconscious mode, it is always open. But when you are awake, it will not happen. Because when you are awake, you close the front door. You close it. Sometimes, you can even use your confession and close it and bind the demon and cast it out. But when you start sleeping in the night, you will now see one beautiful lady coming, and he told there is nothing that has not happened. He will tell you he came to preach the gospel to you. Before you know what is happening in your dream, you start sleeping with the lady, the person that came with Bible too. What is the demons that built house? You are not the house, but they came inside you and built their house. I will show you, casting down imagination. By the time I'm through with this explanation, you will understand what it means to cast down imaginations. You will understand why the scripture emphasized it more than anything. Huh? And it's beyond immorality, everything. A man of God said that he has left his village. Are you people listening to me? A man of God said he has left his village and went to the city for long. But one day he was praying. After 3 months, he will see himself leave. Who is from this? After praying for 6 months, meanwhile, physically you are in Lagos. Physically you are already in Lagos and you are thinking you are doing well. But as far as they are concerned, where are you? You are in the village. After another 6 months, he saw himself come out from Otolo and stood in the junction where they are entering bus to Lagos, and he went to Lagos. After another time, he now saw himself come out from Newich, and then where is he going to? Lagos. Now, it is after many seasons he saw himself come out from all the villages of his town. Meanwhile, physically he is where?
until he has to come out one after another, one after another, one after another. So you can pray about a matter and you will see the demon leave, but the demon has walked in and around your life for 5 years, 10 years, that he has built something inside you, and that in the name is his house. And if he has built a house, are you with me?
Yes,
that means he still has accommodation. If he comes back again, any time, any day that you give that demon foothold, even if it's by mistake, you will just notice that you flowed in the anointing. God used you for 2 years, 1 year, 6 months. You thought you have defeated that thing, and suddenly maybe one bad thing happened. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you just felt weak. And then that door, that thing you thought you have defeated, suddenly opened, and you even did worse than you used to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you know why? The demons have left, but their house is still what? Intact. I will go back to my house. Onye, where is the house of this demon now? I thought you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So this is what it is. When a spirit enters, he begins to construct something or some place that he can live. It is that habitation that our labor every day is to destroy that habitation. We can cast out the spirit one day, but the habitation takes a process. And that is why the scripture said, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth will what? Wait. And the truth will what? Huh? Come and give Elijah the mic.
It shall set you free.
Is he correct? Wait, is he correct? You are already saying yes. Is he correct? So you said he is correct. This back seat you sat today, I don't know, you received an impartation. Even if I don't know from anybody, I know from the guy sitting at your back, he imparted you. That's my guy at the back. He's not serious. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what?
Make you free.
Is he set or make? So you will now notice that this kind of freedom, are you with me? Is not a setting. It is a making. It is a process. Say after me, a process. By power you can set a man free. But if you want to make a man free, it is by truth. You set a man free by what?
Power.
You make a man free by what? Let me say it again. You set a man free by what? You make a man free by what? Do you know why? Just like Satan uses lies, uses illusion and delusion and demonic experiences to build his house inside you such that he can live in. When God wants to live, he will also need another construction. And the material for that construction is what? Correct. It's truth. So this is what happens. Beyond the demon, there is a programming that the demons brought. And when the person that wrote the program has left, does it stop the program from working? Do you have an Android phone? Sister? Who wrote the Android program? Do you know the person? Does it work on your phone or not? So, you see, the person that wrote the Android program is no more around, at least with you. Is it not true? The demons that caused the problem, they have left, but the program they wrote and initiated is still working. Meanwhile, the demons are no more there. So if you come and remove the person that wrote the program, has he stopped anything substantial? What it will do is that it might mean that the app will be on your phone, but it's not being in use. Are you with me? But the truth is that the app is still where? I didn't hear you. The app is where? Where is the app? Huh? No, not the phone. Where is the app? No. Where is the app? Wait, let her enter. Answer. Where is the app? No, your phone. Where is the app? Your phone. The app is there. The only thing is that nobody has clicked on it to use. One day, by mistake or by pressure or by whatever, you now own your data and then press the app and the app will start working. You say, I thought I've been free. What happened is that the person that was owning your app without your permission has been sent away. But the app is still what? There. Can you understand this, my teacher? What it means to be set free or made free by the truth is to go to that app that is written and rewrite it. And many times, it will take sometimes months or even years. So somebody came and told me that I was involved in masturbation and I prayed and fasted, the thing left. But Papa, surprising to me, I saw myself masturbate again. I don't believe it can happen to me. I don't believe. I asked the guy, how many years did you do masturbation? How many years did you do pornography? Do you know how many years he said? Huh? He said since he was 14 years. That is now 24, 27, I've forgotten. So he is now a legal practitioner. This guy now has reached ultimate level in the practice of that act. So, that kind of person will go on 3 days fasting, hoping that by the time he's through with 3 days dry, everything will go. You are joking. You are joking, my friend. That is the problem of many people. Eh? Somebody did pornography for 10 years and was hoping that when it comes for one bed pangs by 5 to 7, that everything will go. Eh? Somebody that did pornography entered your blood, entered everything. Beyond your solical realm, even your physical body has been structured to follow. Your hormones has been triggered. When you see a lady that is improperly dressed, everything will charge. And you say you are normal. We need to discharge you. We need to remove your charges. Are you sure you like my teaching? What I'm doing here is practical deliverance session. Solving people's issue. Many times people suffer this. They don't know what they do. They have fasted, they have prayed. They will tell you I have fasted 21 days. But this thing is not, and this thing I'm saying is beyond this. Every other thing, every other issue, it is the same. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So they will come and pray and say, I command the spirit of poverty. And you say, Papa, when you pray, something left me. Something left me. Something left me. Something left me. And then, when they came tomorrow, when they said, we need to release the blessing of finance. Billions everywhere. You say, amen, and horns. Money and horns. It will mean the demon has left. Yeah? But somewhere in the mind is still captive. You are not free. Your mind is still bound. You need deliverance by truth. If God have shown you what he ordained for your life, and people are, the signs are there, but because of what you have passed through in this life, all those things bastard, that you didn't know, you are not getting my point. All those things your parents did to you, your siblings, all those things, they are there. They are there. What you did is to suppress them. It has not gone. When something happens heavy to you, you will revert back to that. Because it was not dealt with. Even though the demon causing it have left. Are you hearing me? But the program is still there. And if anything bad happens to you, you will, by that, open a gate for Satan. So the demon said, let me go and check my house. Are you hearing me? Oh? And then he will come back and check his house. Remember, no demon is there, but the house is still there. But based on what happened to you, a door that was normally closed was opened that day, and the demon stepped back. Did you understand anything in this teaching? So, sometimes I ask, when people tell me they are suffering from pornography, some of you, once they tell you, say, I bind you spirit, I curse you, I don't do that. There are four levels of ministration of that kind of deliverance. There are four levels. Yeah? This guy wants me to... that's not my business today. But number one is what is called diagnosis. Say after me, diagnosis. I didn't hear you. Say after me, diagnosis. What does it mean to diagnose?
To check the parameters, what causes that sickness or symptoms?
Where is that my... give that sister. She will give us good answer, a better answer.
Okay, medically, diagnosis is like if you look at the person's signs and symptoms, that's probably the features the person exhibits. You put them together and then probably now say this is what is happening to this person. Diagnosis is like
that
finding out.
I will stop trusting diagnosis. So diagnosis, give a hold mic. Diagnosis is only waiting for symptoms. Then it's not good enough. If medical, is it true, doc? Okay, there is doc here. Come and give doc. It's time to make me believe in your profession.
Okay.
No, continue like that. Don't worry.
Diagnosis is giving a name to a condition. After examining the symptoms, the signs, and then some investigations.
I'm interested in this last one. The sign symptom, I'm not interested.
The sign symptoms could be vague, but the investigations you carry out, there are also levels of investigation. You want to find out, give a general investigation, then there are some specific investigations, then there could also be definitive
investigation. I think this is better, is it not? But when they go to school, but they get level for this school. Is it not true? I would have lost hope, but thank God for being a witness unto the a witness of the medical profession. Because if all diagnosis is based on signs and symptoms, we don't know the sickness. Spiritually, we cannot use that example. Are you getting the point? Spiritually, it's not good enough to use signs and symptoms to measure what is wrong or right. So, let me give you an example. If I touch this guy and he falls down, is he in partition? Is he in partition? Are you getting the point now? The reason why all of you did not answer in unison is that it may or may not. There are a few possible things it can be. Meaning that it can be deliverance. So imagine if we categorize that everybody that fell under power is impartation. If you are like that and you go to Otoke to minister, demons will swallow you. Because half of the people are coming from water. They will come from water and attend your crusade. Eh? If you finish, they will come in the night. Bulldozer! It's me and him that went to Otoke. all the dangerous missions we went together. Even before he escaped, we went to, what is the name of that hotel? Lekota. It's the two of us, me, Jasper, and Bulldozer that went to Lekota. When you take your bath, the water will be increasing. The water level in the bedroom will be increasing. Until it is now pouring into the room. We entered on the AC. We said, wow, there is AC. We left. They put fan. Mosquito ate us. The bed is a little bit bigger than this. This. And we are three in number. So we are sleeping in batches. Let me leave that story. Amen. So deliverance. Look at this scripture now. Casting down. Are you with me?
Yes.
If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Casting down imaginations. And every what? High. In the Old Testament, one of the most powerful representations of the oppressions of darkness is this word, hiding. Hiding and high places. So, God will come and tell some kings that you stopped the worship. Are you with me?
Yes.
You stopped the worship of the gods, but you still left what? So, this is what is happening. They casted out the demons that is disturbing you, but they left what? And as long as the high places are still there, another generation will come and worship that idol. A season will come in your life and you will go back to that thing that used to happen to you. And you wonder whether Papa's prayer is not powerful. No, it is the high thing that is in your heart. Some of those high things came as a result of what we are taught in church. Let me give you an example. A young lady those days came and said that she wanted to be baptized. That's why if people tell you that nobody has, all the bishop and apostle and that pray for them, no Holy Ghost baptism and all that, it is most likely a high thing. It is not a matter of ministration, it's a matter of teaching. Huh? So the young lady said everybody has ministered to her, nothing. While we prayed, nothing was happening. Suddenly God opened the eyes of my prayer partner, and what we saw was a cup, a tumbler. Are you with me?
Yes,
a tumbler. And that tumbler had, if you bring a tumbler and pour water in it and pour away that water, still on the bottom of the glass there will still be small water. Is it not true?
Yes.
What we saw was that small water at the base of the tumbler. By interpretation, we understood that the person telling us he wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost has been baptized. Just that her water has been what? Poured away. What is remaining is on the dredges. So we asked her what happened. From what we are seeing, you have spoken in tongues before. She said yes. That she spoke in tongues and enjoyed herself. Went back to her church at home, spoke in tongues. The pastor almost killed her. Everybody teamed together and preached that thing out of her life. And told her it's a demon you received. Many of you, it has happened to you. How can somebody go one side and be doing nobody is hearing what you are saying? How many of you, your parents have told you that thing? Or you are a parent, you have told your nobody is hearing what you are saying. Esther, have your mother told you? She is looking as if she has told you. So, meanwhile, you should have asked her why she needed to hear you. Is she the one that answers your prayer? The only reason why you should judge a man's prayer is if there is no result. Are you hearing me? Okay, if you say you must hear my prayer, what of the person is praying in Hausa? Do you hear it? Why is God answering it? What of the person is praying in Swahili? Do you hear Swahili? Chineke has it. So if you, as a parent or whoever that will ever hear this, my message, must hear my prayer before it will be answered, then you must be my God. The only reason why you must hear my prayer is that you are what? My God. And may you never be my God. If your mother is your God, you are in trouble. Oh. I say you are in trouble. Oh. Because even your mother needs help. Oh. Sometimes your mother needs more help than you. Should I tell you? Different languages that we have in the world is not originally a blessing. It is a curse from God, according to the scripture. And speaking in tongues is the blessing. At the Tower of Babel, the curse that God released upon the children of the earth is what? He said, let their tongues be divided. At the day of Pentecost, when the body of Christ was born, they have to be unified in one factor. And the unification matter is that their tongues was one in the spirit. So the proof that we have conquered Babel, confusion, is that we begin to pray by the energy of the spirit, by the utterance of the spirit. The person saying, and God is not, is not happening. Another person came and did shkababa, and money came. Which one do you follow? Which one will you, do you know why I'm telling you this? That mindset, they have taught it. An average person in the church, they have taught him that as you are praying, you must understand what you are saying for God to answer it. Meanwhile, Paul was the one speaking about tongues. He said that even though my understanding is unfruitful, when Paul speaks in tongues, he says sometimes 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 you see a demon, you don't know the right thing to say to bring the demon down. You have said blood of Jesus, the demon say, you see, he's not touching me. He said, Jesus, he said, fire or harbor. How many of you has happened to you in your dream? You woke up and say, fire, fire, fire. Or now say, I say, I say today, I'm a researcher. What I'm doing is investigative teaching. Let's investigate the matter to the root. That is why I'm not contented with symptoms. We have to trace the origin, the root of the matter. So that tomorrow, when Satan start doing it, you say, okay, so this is how you have been working. I have caught you today. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Just that I'm angry, but I don't know what to say. I will say, Shaka Tata! You don't know what you are saying. I was watching one video clip. I posted it on my WhatsApp. Dr. Paul Enenche. He came and said, all you demons disturbing, hear me. Waka! Saka! Baka! Papaya! Kara! Hear and interpret. The man said, he spoke in tongues with, and said, told the demons, hear and what? Interpret. Demons, when you talk to them, they will know. I said, they don't hear your English. Somebody spoke English, he didn't speak it well. He said, I wanted to cast demon. He said, I cast me out in Jesus' name. I mean, are you with me? The person is casting himself out. Guess what happened? The demon came out. Because but I've made demon possessed, heavily demonized, and I looked at the demon and I said,
demon. Sometimes I will look at the demon and say, my friend! Hey! Come out of him. Can I be here? You are. Do you know what? I will tell the demon, do you know what it means for me to be here? We can be two. Because I'm here, you have to leave. Kamadi Bahas. We don't cast demons the same way, me and you. Demons are afraid that I will cast them. They like you to cast them because it's easier for them to live when you are casting them than me. Because my casting is in, torment is included in my casting. Yes, all casting of demon is not the same. When Jesus came to that demon, he said, torment us not. So beyond the casting of the demon, there is a tormenting. There is a torment. When some of us come to cast demon, there is so much fire. The demon will say, fire is too much. Oh, you say, leave, just stay under the fire. Stay under the fire for like 30 minutes. Yes, I have seen it. The demon possessed person. The demon and will be there and cry and say, let them, just leave them there. They are in Holy Ghost clinic. And the fire will be burning the demon. So that when he sees you, try it sometimes. When you deal with demon like that, they go and tell their brothers and sisters. They have demonic networking. They will tell their brothers and sisters, Gwahana pastor no newi. If you are Bawakwa. When you see him, what? Run. Don't wait for him to cast you out. Don't wait for him. You are in trouble. When, by the time he wants to cast you out, you are already in trouble. Thou devil of darkness. I came to a meeting. Give me sound. I came to a meeting. I told the sister, look at my eyes. She couldn't look at my eyes. What is in a man's eyes? The lesser of heaven. The lesser. The lesser of heaven. The beams of eternity. When it comes, it pierces through the eyes of a man. When you appear like that, it's like Jesus is the one standing. I'm here to see a demon that can withstand the presence of Jesus. They will yet give birth to that demon. Kamai Kupa. Superhate. For this reason, not just the Son of God, Chedu was born. Why are you struggling with Satan? Do you know where they brought him? What you need is lesser. The Bible said in his eyes was fire. Fire. Demons cannot withstand it. Devils. Huh? And once that begins to happen, some of the time, some heavy duty angels will come. Heavy duty angels. They are angels that are specialized in deliverance. When they appear, certain demons will begin to cry because the power and the forces that invaded is not normal. You know what happens to me sometimes? You see myself, a tap is open from heaven, and then an oil will pour. The name of that oil is breaker, breaker, the breaker, the breaker, the breaker of oppression. Sakapo, Fakatia, Panambo Katia Pataya, Affair!
all those demons terrorizing you, all those addictions, all those high things, high places that Satan has built, you pray, it goes today, tomorrow it comes back. There is no permanent victory. I come by the rod of a superior priesthood. I challenge that devil in your life. I challenge that demon. I challenge that power. I challenge that strong man. Aha. 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 Salebaneka. I'm a little Fatampe Kale Futapata has Katena Mante Kaile Fakumple Stakatena Kapampa Abrakatel Abraka Braka Stakapampe Mante Kapolia Patatal Patatal Stakapapanatal. It's happening now. Seven people under the yoke of the enemy. Seven people under the yoke of limitation. Seven people under the power of the enemy. The hand of God is coming from my left to my right, from my front to my back. The breaker is here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, we liberate on the power that is eternal. I challenge Satan in your life. I challenge Satan in your family. I challenge demons. I challenge the strong man. I challenge the powers. I challenge the yokes. I challenge the oppression. I command them break now. Break now by power. Break by power. Break by power.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Intensify the fire. Intensify the power. I give unto you power. Over all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy, not some, all. I give unto you power. God is moving in our midst. In the next 5 minutes, in the next 5 minutes, He will begin to touch. 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 In Jesus' name. Now God is going to do a quick walk. Just raise your right hand, close your eyes. Raise your right hand, close your eyes. Pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Pow, 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 pow. Shapow, pow, shapow. Jesus' name. Now, be quiet. Close your eyes. Take that your right hand, put it on your forehead. Close your eyes. We are going to shout Jesus 7 times. If I count one, you shout. One. Put that your right hand on your head. Close your eyes. Two. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let your right hand be stretched forth. Yes. That's it. I see somebody being pulled out of a pit by the hand of God. Pull by power. I see somebody being held in a demonic siege. Seem as if hordes of demons are around you, trying to hold you. We bind every spirit of death. Every spirit of death. We bind now. Every siege of the enemy is broken over your life. Every demons, all the demons and devils haunting you in your dreams, in your visions, in the night, we release fire on them. We release fire. All the strongholds of the enemy shattered today in the name of Jesus Christ. All their hold and power over you is broken now in the name of Jesus. Something is happening now. Is happening. Something is happening. Hand of God is on that young lady. There is a work God is doing on her life. It will intensify. The hand of God is on her. There are a few people God is working on. The hand of God is on her. Very strong. There are a few of you God is working upon you. And it will intensify now. it will intensify. Intensify. Holy Ghost. Intensify, Holy Ghost. Intensify, Holy Ghost. Intensify, my God, like a wind. Now, find a place and keep it. In Jesus' name. Bring that person. Bring the person. Just keep her in front. Two people is enough. Sister, look at me. Just lift your hands. Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, receive the touch of the fire of God. Touch. 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 Stronger. Stronger. Holy Ghost. Stronger. Holy Ghost. Can be seated, can cast your seeds and offering. I think today is somebody's birthday. Chisholm, come and anchor it quickly. When it's time for prayer, you tell me. Quickly, be fast, we don't have time. Oh,